Alrighty, gang, I have Mihaela here and Sienna, who's gonna be talking in the background and maybe enjoying a bottle, so we'll see how this goes. Today we wanna talk about the kind of implementation of working out as well as changing nutrition and creating some healthy habits along the way. Mihaela, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, give us your, obviously you don't need to give your name, but how long have you been doing CrossFit?
Okay, I started CrossFit in August of 2020, so about 2 years ago now.
Okay.
I've been here.
And then prior to that, had you done a lot of working out or just a little bit of working out?
So it was kind of through phases. Like, high school is tough, so like, I don't know. I would work out for long periods of time and then I would stop. And it was when Jacob and I had got together, we were like eating out so much, like, you know, that first relationship, whatever you do. And we finally got to a point where we're like, okay, like, this isn't good. We need to do something. And so we started going to just like a commercial gym. Like, we were following this weight program, but it was like, it required us to be in there like 3 hours a day. It was like an hour of cardio and 2 hours of weightlifting. And I was getting really discouraged because I wasn't getting any results from it. I think I was actually like literally like gaining like weight, and like, from someone who doesn't really know body fat, muscle mass, that can be like really discouraging to just see that number going up. And that's when Kayla called and was like, you should try CrossFit. And I was like, okay, well, nothing to lose at this point, so why not? Like, kind of thing, so.
Yeah, and you know, I think what's great about the story is everyone has the exact same experience. Mm-hmm. You and myself, I was working out at the traditional gym. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone's goal is different, whether they're trying to gain weight, lose weight, increase muscle. Mm-hmm. Hopefully no one's trying to decrease muscle, but
yeah.
The characteristic of it is there's no guidance. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come into the gym, I mean, you were on a program, like you said, but you're like, man, there's a lot going on here. It's a little bit overwhelming, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can kind of even lead to a little bit of intimidation with what we do,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that people have an idea of what we do. However, for the most part, it's generally not a complete thought. It's more of like, oh yeah, that's just hard.
Yeah.
Whereas, yes, it is challenging, just as challenging as it is for you to do anything else that's something new to you in life, right? If I told you to, hey, we're gonna go parachuting tomorrow and you've never been parachuting, like, that's gonna be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're gonna have some thoughts about it, right? But I would say that most people who have done it have probably found it quite exhilarating and have really enjoyed that process as well. I'm not saying they're all trying to become professional skydivers, right? But the thought of maybe doing it again,
mm-hmm.
sounds a little bit more enjoyable. It doesn't sound as scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I think kind of just getting your foot wet in the door makes you kind of like, all right, this is something manageable and handleable. Like, I don't have to be scared of this. So kind of with that, what was something that you found really intimidating about kind of CrossFit in general?
So I feel like, I don't know, everyone, when you hear CrossFit, I feel like everyone just expects, you know, you walk in, you see this person like completely shredded, like working out with no clothes on, like just like flying off the bar, like throwing some crazy weight overhead. Like, and so I feel like from the outside, it feels like you need to be there before you can step into this gym and try it out. When you really walk in, you know, and you create all these things in your head while you're sitting at home, like, oh no, like, that's probably how it is there. But it's like, one foot in the door, I instantly knew. I'm like, okay, like, no, we're coming here to better ourselves, to maybe get there, to get where we want to be, wherever we're starting from. You know, we all have a different starting point, but you're never going to get anywhere unless you start. And so that was kind of, for me, is I was just tired of doing things that didn't work. Like, I just was like, okay, I'm tired of just trying a new thing every few weeks and then giving up because I'm not seeing what I want. And I feel like people don't realize the how much a coach helps. So a lot of the intimidation was, I was like, oh, I need to know how to do all these things. And like, what we were doing before, I'd have to watch a YouTube video on how to do this movement like every single time before I do it. And it's like, you're most likely hurting yourself because you're not doing it right. You don't have people watching you to help you out. And it's like the encouragement you get from the group setting, I don't know. I just feel like it's something that you can come up with all these issues at home, but you don't really realize how much it helps to have someone watching you and pushing you and helping you do all the things that you think you can't do.
Yeah, and you touched on a lot of great things there, especially the fact of, you know, you can watch anything on YouTube, but the question is, are you doing it identical to the person on YouTube? And then second, is the person on YouTube
even qualified, doing it right?
Qualified to teach you how to do this thing?
Yeah.
And there is some shady stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
We all haven't learned that by this point.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people are doing it for gimmicks, mm-hmm. right? They're doing it for the views. Like, wow, look at what this person can do. And that's not normal. That's mm-hmm. actually super weird and something we want to avoid for the most time.
Yeah.
We want to do things that are normal to life. Especially, that's our focus, especially with what we do. Every single thing we have has a transferable skill to real life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the whole point of our focus is coaching you through that entire process. Mm-hmm. We want to teach you and make sure you're doing it correctly. Like, show you, hey, this is what you need to do. Hey, this is what you're doing. Here's some adjustments I need you to make. Hey, I need you to go a little heavier or a little bit lighter because I see you doing this thing and I need you to do this thing. So being able to communicate that through that coach goes a long way, as opposed to just reading a piece of paper when you're not understanding what the reason is behind anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, why are we doing this? Like, well, let me tell you why. Because I'm right here as the coach. Like,
yeah.
This is your focus. Whereas if you just on a piece of paper, you're like, nah, I'm not really sure, but this is what it says to do, so we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like at the end of the programming, if it said, all right, we're going to do 45 minutes on the treadmill, then you're going to do 30 minutes of stair climbers, then we're going to do 15 minutes of leg press, and then I want you to jump off the bridge for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, well, wait, why are we jumping off the bridge for 5 minutes? Like,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's stupid,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're here to guide people and give them a good reason if they need a why behind whatever we're having to do. What were some things you really wanted to strive for when you first joined?
I wanted to lose body fat, 100%. I've always been, I don't know, I played sports my whole life. I always tried to really be super athletic. I really wasn't always, but... So, I mean, I had strength, you know, to a point. Like, I wasn't, like, that wasn't my number one goal, obviously, to get stronger. But really just to lose body fat and just to, like, gain confidence and be happier. Like, literally, I don't know. I feel like there's so many things to enjoy in life. And it's, like, so many times we focus on just losing weight. But it's, like, okay, do you want to be able to go on a hike to see a beautiful waterfall at the end that you couldn't do because, you know, you don't do these things in day to day to prepare you for it? Or like, do you want to have the strength to be able to go kayaking, like, so you can see these things? And so that was really big for me, is just, I'm like, I'm young, I need to do this like while I'm young so I can live a better life, and I don't want my fitness capabilities to be stopping me from whatever I want to do, you know? I'm like, if there's something that's going to be stopping me, I don't want it to be like because I physically cannot do it. And so that was a big thing for me too, was just functional movement, like learning how to do all these things that I have to do, but do it better and safer, you know, and feel better about it. So that was a big thing.
Yeah, and I think, again, you're mentioning things that everyone considers,
yeah.
like, dude, I just want to look better naked.
Yeah.
Like, that's ultimately the goal. So why can't we focus on that?
Mm-hmm.
And we can. Our things like our onboarding process are specifically designed to help you. So the way our current process works is it has 6 weeks of nutrition implementation, and it's designed to help you with the other 23 hours of your day, right? Which is fantastic. And then, cool, when you're here, I'm gonna help you with your 1 hour of physical activity that I need you to do. Right? I'm gonna teach you how to do a push-up, finally, because no one's ever taught you how to do it. I'm gonna teach you how to run, because no one's ever taught you how to run properly. Things like that, because I think a lot of people, they do things on their own, and that's when you're most likely to get injured, is doing things on your own. you're likely to get injured doing anything, but how many times have you heard people that don't exercise complain about pains in their knees, their backs, their shoulders?
Yeah.
Probably every day. And
I would, that my doctor said I can't squat.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's so many things that we just accept as a fact when we realistically, like, no, no, this is a natural human movement. Mm-hmm. We should be able to do this. Okay. Let me find somebody who can help me kind of achieve these goals.
Well, and it's funny you brought up about the pains and stuff, because before I started here, I had really, really bad lower back pain. Like, I don't know if you remember, I complained about it for everything. Like, so I automatically thought, oh, I can't deadlift, I can't squat because it hurts my back. Literally, all I needed to do was just learn how to freaking stretch out my hamstrings so that everything's not getting pinched up. But it's like, those are things you're not going to just find on YouTube, or just, you're just going to accept the fact that, oh, you're hurt, so you can't do these things. And it's like, no, we just have to do a little bit of something else to feel better doing all of these things. And it's made, it made a huge difference. Like, now my back never hurts. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, at 18, your back shouldn't be hurting, like, chronically. So obviously that wasn't the issue.
Yeah, I think that's a very common sentiment, is like, we grow into a point where, like, okay, this is just how I live life, which is partially why there's, you know, such an epidemic with drugs in the life.
Yeah.
And the we can live pain-free through movement if we're doing it appropriately. I think a lot of times we get in our own heads and we just try and go as hard as possible.
Yeah.
When it's really like, hey, if you just show up and you move the way I need you to move, the way I'm instructing you to move, you're gonna feel much better. You're gonna have a lot more range of motion. You're gonna have a lot less pain, a lot less strength, and you're going to burn some calories during that time. Now, being able to eat appropriately during the rest of the day is the rest of the challenge. But like I said, I can kind of help you with that one, at least the start. Kind of speaking on nutrition, what were some things you implemented early on? Or kind of throughout your CrossFit career, right, that have been like great big points of like, okay, this is a really important thing for me in order to like work out well, kind of decrease body fat.
So I feel like a lot of things that people think, or they think they can just, you know, look up this diet online or search on Pinterest this meal plan, and it's like, everybody's different, your activity level is different. Like, you know, if you're sitting all day long and working out 1 hour a day versus working out 1 hour a day but like physically working your whole day at work, like, these are different things. There's not just one specific plan that everyone can follow. And I also think there's such a big stigma of like going cold turkey, like, on everything. Like, okay, if you eat a ton of sugar, a ton of like bread, pasta, like, you don't eat a lot of vegetables, you don't eat a lot of protein, you can't fix all four of those things like overnight. That's going to set you up for failure, because it took how long to build, you know, to get into the routine of doing all those things. You can't break it in 10 minutes. And so I feel like one thing for me is I really just tried to pick one thing to focus on at a time. And really, at first, I was really trying to just focusing on, you know, eating healthier. Like, I knew, okay, I'm not going to eat out, I'm not going to drink juice and soda and all these things. But for me, the first step was, okay, I'm going to just try and show up to the gym. Once, like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks in, I was like, okay, like, then I started really trying to, okay, I'm going to dial in my nutrition. But it took some trial and error. I didn't get results right away. And I feel like people expect that you're just going to start working out and then all of a sudden you're going to like lose all this fat, you're going to look great. No, you have to do both. You can't just, you know, just work out and then go and eat like in and out every single night and like suddenly you're at your goals. And so I think for me it was just trying to focus on one big thing at a time, and that helped me build confidence. I was still seeing results over time. And once I finally, you know, really dialed in the nutrition, I was comfortable coming here because it's in my routine now. That's when I really started seeing my body fat coming down. And but it did. It takes patience. You know, it's not going to happen right away. You have to be patient with yourself too. And if you want results that are going to last a long time, it's going to take a long time to get there. If you drop 30 pounds in a month, like, you're not, like, you're going to gain weight right back. You know, so I feel like that's a big thing too, is
Yeah, and that's one thing I like to kind of talk about with people is your body is always creating a new homeostasis point. And if that homeostasis point is 200 pounds, 40% body fat, if you lose 10 pounds, it's going to try its hardest to get back to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's difficult for people to sustain changes. And that's why drastic changes don't always work best.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can make new changes, like, cool, instead of being at 240%, let's go to maybe 195 and 39%. Now let's chill here for a moment, and then let's kind of do the next step. And once the body gets used to that process, once the body gets used to that process, then we're able to have much better long-term results.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think has been the one biggest habit that's kind of led to the most success in enjoying kind of like your fitness routine?
One big habit. I'm trying to think. Oh, there's a lot. I feel like meal prepping. So, like, even if you, like, you don't have to track everything by direct numbers to get results. But, like, for example, on Sunday, I cooked and cut up a bunch of chicken thighs. I cut up a bunch of zucchini and put it in containers in there. And I washed my veggies, washed my fruit, so that when I'm hungry, I'm not going to reach for something that's bad for me. I'm going to throw some veggies and some meat and maybe some rice I prepped together, and I'm going to eat that. And so I think it's a really big convenience thing. You're not going to feel 100% all the time. You're not going to always want to do these things. Like, that's the hard part, is you're not going to always want to do them. And so I feel like making it as easy for yourself as possible. So I take 2 to 3 hours on Sunday, have everything ready. I don't have to worry about it anymore, you know? So it's just more convenient for me. I'd say that's probably been the biggest help.
And I think that's a really good one. There's a lot of techniques for how far in advance you might prep and stuff like that. That's going to work differently for each person. And I think one of the big things...
What do you want to say?
Okay. I think one of the big things for most people is when they come here, they think we're just a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really a fitness training facility that is designed to help you improve your fitness in multiple areas. So, you know, increasing things like flexibility,
mm-hmm.
agility, balance, strength, stamina, nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are all things we can work on simultaneously that don't have to be focused on a segmented area.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can dial in our opportunities like that to discuss this stuff, then great. How many times have I kind of briefly talked about nutrition in class?
A lot.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's the things like, what does the one do for dinner? Or, you know, how much alcohol did you drink last night?
Yeah.
Let's try and chop that down a little bit. So it's about bringing relative awareness to that. So it doesn't need to be like, hey, I'm just pounding this person into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like, cool, like, you drank all that much last night, how do you feel today? They're like,
mm-hmm.
shit. I'm like, okay, well, maybe next time let's not drink as much, and then you won't feel like shit, right? So little things like that just help people feel better in the long run. I think a lot of times people feel... Are you done? I think a lot of times people feel that they're not making the changes they need to right away,
mm-hmm.
but it comes back to this takes time,
mm-hmm.
right? This is not designed to be done in a day,
mm-hmm.
right? If there was a magic pill to help you get to where you need to in a day, everyone would take it.
Exactly.
But this is designed to give you long-term successful results, and
mm-hmm.
that is how it is set up. Most programs aren't set up for the long-term run. I'd love to see people be members here for their entire life,
mm-hmm.
and that would just allow them to live a very steady, controlled life at a very healthy level,
mm-hmm.
at which they enjoy. So, kind of moving on from that, what was the biggest benefit of, like, having a coach kind of guide you through a workout and just like the whole kind of process of that?
So my problem was I would literally like show up at a gym and be like, and I'd start the workout and I'd be like, nope, I'm done. I'm going home. Like, you're not going to do that here. You know, like if, okay, your shoulder's hurting you today, well then let's do this instead of that. Instead, you would have just been like, oh, my shoulder's hurting today, so I'm just not going to work out and I'm going to go home. And so I feel like it's having someone here who really does care about you. It's not, you know, you're not just putting another dollar in. I mean, ultimately, like, you're, that's not how it is here. You know, we're here to help everyone. And I feel like showing up and you're being like, they care about me getting better, so I should care about me getting better too. And they're always watching you. You're never getting hurt. You're just, they're constantly trying to encourage you. When you feel like stopping, they're going to keep you pushing until you finish at the last minute, you know, or they're going to recognize too, if you need a day to take it easier. So they're going to recommend you rest a little bit more in the workout, you know, but whatever it is, I've just noticed every time if I show up not feeling good, I always leave feeling better. And clearly the coach is doing something right. You know what I mean? And so, and I feel like too, not even just the coach, but being in a community setting where you have people around you is so helpful because everyone here cares about you, you know? Like, they're not going to let you stop halfway through a workout. They're going to come finish running with you when they're already done. They're going to run backwards to help you finish, you know? And so I feel like it's just, it's not just you anymore when you come here. Like, you have all these people cheering for you to help you get there on your bad days, you know?
It's a one big support system.
Exactly.
What would be your one piece of advice for someone who's just on the fence? Like, hey, this is just something that scares me and intimidates me. I'm not sure I can kind of even want to make these changes. Mm-hmm. Those are the most excuses that mm-hmm. I hear. And it's like, cool, what would be your one piece of advice for, like, hey, how is this going to benefit this person to have a better future?
So for me, I kind of just tell people, I'm like, what do you have to lose? Okay, you're clearly unhappy, you know, with where you're at. Something's wrong. You're not living your life to the full potential. So what do you have to lose? Maybe some body fat, like maybe like you get embarrassed a little bit, but you get through that. Like, I just feel like my advice for someone is just, why not just try? What if this is the one thing that helps you live 10 more years, or that makes getting off the couch easier, or that allows you to be a better parent or grandparent or athlete, you know, whatever it may be. I just feel like if you're not feeling like your life is at its greatest potential, then something's missing, and why not see if this is it, you know?
That's it. Why not?
Why not?
Sign up. Yeah, if you guys would love to get some more information, you know, shoot us a message. We'd love to get in contact and help you with that process.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Mihaela for coming on, and hopefully you guys listen to this and send it to somebody you may know who might be interested, who has nothing to lose and ready to make a step.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.